ti ki sore awon ota mi eh olunkagun orun ajosin odun mare opatirin kanle ojo mini mini ti jara o deyan orun wa 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 ki gba o pada bo isale ale oru oru ki ga ware lo wa iyin re lo da wa fun olorun iyin re lo da wa fun olodumare
I have dominion. Shall we all rise on our feet this morning and let's begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Let's begin to worship him. Let's exalt his holy name this morning. Magnify him. Bless his name. Adore him. He's a faithful God, keeping to his word. Father, we say thank you. He said he that watches over Israel never sleep nor slumber. Father, we say thank you. He keep watching over us. He keep preserving us. Father, thank you. Somebody magnify his name this morning. Adore him. He said, only the living can praise him. You are alive this morning because God sustained you. Why not appreciate him? Why not give him all the praise? Bless his name this morning. Let his thanksgiving come from the depth of your heart. This morning, lift up your hands. Let heaven hear your voice of appreciation. Father, thank you. Glory and honor be to your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. I thank you for the gift of life. What a great privilege again to witness this wonderful day. This is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Another great opportunity, O Lord, to wait on you. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. Glory and honor. Thank him for the blessings. Thank him for the grace. Thank him for his enablement. Bless his holy name this morning. Oh God, again this morning, visit me. Even on the prayer altar, somebody asked for his visitation this morning. Oh Lord, visit me this morning. Again, let the heavens be open over my life this morning. Oh God, let the heavens be open. Even this morning, oh God, as we call upon you again, oh Lord, let the heavens be open. Let there be a divine visitation this morning. Lord, again, grace me. On the prayer altar, somebody asked for fresh grace on the prayer altar this morning. Grace to pray through, grace to pray to the point of answers. Lord Jesus, give me fresh grace. Lord, give me fresh grace this morning. Empower me and grace me afresh. Spirit, soul, and body, strengthen me in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me to pray to the point of answers. Let my voice be heard this morning. Let my voice be heard. This morning, oh God, I want results. Help me to pray, oh God, and see results even today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody appreciate him. Give him all the glory because he has answered us again this morning. Blessed be your name, oh Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Please put your hands together for Jesus as you welcome the praise team.
Holy, 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 holy is the Lord. You are holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy is Oba to ngba adura Ogo ye Olorun wa Oba to ngba adura Iye o
Iye
Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we please be seated. I have dominion. We'll be rising up shortly to commence our intercession this way. Saying, Father, let Shiloh 2019, Breaking Limits, answer to its name in the life of every participant. Let's shout it louder. Amen. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 19, paraphrase said, whatsoever name Adam called the living creatures, that was the name thereof. Let's rise on our feet as we take this prayer from the depth of our heart, saying, Father, let Shiloh 2019, Breaking Limits, answer to its name in the life of every participant. Is somebody praying this morning? Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, let Shiloh 2019, Breaking Limits, answer to its name in the life of every participant. Is somebody truly praying this morning? This is a heart cry, oh God, that you cause Shiloh 2019, breaking limits to answer in his name, in his fullness, in the life of every participant. Lift up your voices this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, let Shiloh 2019, breaking limits, answer to its name in the life of every participant. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatsoever name Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. It has answered before. It will yet answer in 2019. Is somebody praying this morning? Lift up your voice and pray passionately this morning. Father, let Shiloh 2019, breaking limits, answer to its name in its fullness in the life of every participant. Pray heartily this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, we are praying that you cause Shiloh 2019, breaking limits, to answer in its name in the life of every participant. This is a heart cry, O God, that every participant shall be breaking forth on every side, on in all situations, in all its ramifications. Is somebody praying? Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. You can pray in understanding, and you can equally pray in the language of the Holy Ghost. Our Father, let Shiloh 2019, breaking limits, answer to its name in the life of every participant. Let indeed everyone that will be participating in at Shiloh, here at Canaan, and in all our viewing center, begin to break forth on every side as Shiloh 2019 will answer in its fullness, in its full capacity, no ramification to everyone that will be participating at this year Shiloh. Is somebody praying? Lift up your voice and pray heartily. Let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Father, let Shiloh 2019, breaking limits, answer to its name in the life of every participant. Let indeed everyone participating, whether on ground, online, or in all our viewing centers, begin to break forth, causing all manner of breaking forth in the name of Jesus Christ, breaking forth on every side. Oh God, in testimonies, in all of areas of concerns, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, let Shiloh 2019, breaking limits, answer to his name in the life of every participant, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now somebody's praying in the Holy Ghost. Lekosandia tosa, lebroto zikelo takadiala, ishatola, neto shatela kozonia nekate, netkota, imbradi, lesotandea kotaba, rato shatela dozozia, le rotando kaba, ibozoza, elato, gezonia nosata. Balo prate e na toshandi ne toshandi ala. Now lift up your hands, appreciate him this morning, give him glory, give him honor, because it is done. In Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand and please be seated.
I have dominion. Next line of prayer is, Father, send us your life transforming word at Shiloh 2019. That will open up the new chapter, that will open up new chapters to the lives of all participants. Make your amen stronger. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changing into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. Shall we rise on our feet this morning, lift our voice unto the Father, say, Father, send us your life-transforming word at Shiloh 2019 that will open up new chapters to the lives of all participants in the name of Jesus Christ. Let heaven hear your voice this morning. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Call unto him this morning to send us life-transforming word at Shiloh 2019. Is someone praying this prayer this morning? Lift your voice. Let heaven hear your voice. Father, we call on you this morning in the name of Jesus. Send us your life-transforming word at Shiloh 2019 that will open up new chapters to the lives of all participants in the name of Jesus. Send us your word, O Lord, the word that will change our life, the word that will transform us, the word that will take us from glory to glory. He sent his word, the word healed, he sent his word, the word delivered, he sent his word and liberate them from all oppressions of the devil. Father, send us your life-transforming word at Shiloh 2019 that will open up new chapters to the lives of all participants in the name of Jesus. Let heaven hear your voice. Pray a prayer that must be answered. It's a call unto me. I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. If someone calling him this morning, let him hear your voice. Let him hear your voice. Let him hear your voice. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with faith in your heart this morning. Say, Father, send us your life-transforming word at Shiloh 2019 that will open up new chapters to the lives of all participants. The word that will transform every participant at Shiloh 2019. The word that will change our story at Shiloh 2019. Is someone calling on him right now? Pray from the depth of your heart this morning. Call unto him right now. Father, send us your life-transforming word at Shiloh. Let everyone hear you clearly at Shiloh 2019. In the name of Jesus, the word is all we need to transform our life. Let your word transform us at Shiloh 2019. A word that will open new chapters, oh God, to the lives of all participants. In the name of Jesus, send us your word again. You have done it before. Do it again, again, again and again. In the name of Jesus. Father, we call on you this morning. Send us your life-transforming word at Shiloh 2019 in the name of Jesus. You can pray this prayer in your understanding this morning. You can pray in the Holy Ghost. By all means, make sure your heart is connected to heaven. A word that will take us from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Now begin to thank him for the word that is coming our way at Shiloh 2019. A word that will open new chapters to all participants. Thank him right now. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' glorious name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand and please take your seat.
I have dominion. In a moment, you shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, through Shiloh 2019, launch this commission into higher realms of global impact. Can I hear a louder amen? Genesis chapter 22 from verse 16 to verse 18. It says, by myself have I sworn, because thou hast done this thing, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, through Shiloh 2019, launch this commission into higher realms of global impact. Launch this commission into higher realms of global impact. Launch this commission into higher realms of global impact. Father, we pray
through Shiloh 2019, launch this commission into higher realms of global impact. Somebody lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, through Shiloh 2019, launch this commission, propel this commission into higher realms of global impact. Propel this commission into higher realms of global exploits. Somebody lift up your voice. Everybody lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Father, through Shiloh 2019, launch this commission into higher realms of global impact. My Father and my God, through Shiloh 2019, breaking limits, launch this commission into higher realms of global impact. Let every limit on this commission be broken off forever. Lord, and let this commission enter into a new stratosphere of impact. Lift up your voice and pray a prayer that must be answered. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. Father, through Shiloh 2019, launch this commission into higher realms of global impact. Launch this commission into higher realms of global impact. The glory of the latter is always greater than the former. Father, we ask, O Lord, let the path of the just indeed be like that of a shining light as you launch this commission into greater realms, higher realms of global impact, O Lord, of global exploits, O Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that through this Shiloh 2019 breaking limits, let this commission be launched into higher realms of global impact. Let this commission break the limits and enter into new dimensions of impact. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Father, through Shiloh 2019, launch this commission into higher realms of global impact. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. Bare prokos kamaya, mebrobobo shembrolobo, rabalo prereba, jandeverebo, rabakayande brekasia, meprasima lombra, shebrelebo, mandebra, lebrayaba. Father, through Shiloh 2019, launch this commission into higher realms of global impact. Launch this commission into higher realms of global impact. Lift up those hands, just wave them to Jesus in appreciation. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Bless his holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
I have dominion. When we rise, this shall be a prayer line. Father, uphold your servant, the apostle, over this commission as he prepares for Shiloh 2019 for maximum impact on all participants across the nations of the earth. A louder amen. Isaiah 45, 1-3, paraphrase. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, whose right hand I have holding to subdue nations before him. I will loose the lions of kings to open before him the two leaf gates. I will go before him, make the crooked places plain, and I will give him the treasures of darkness. Rise with me as we pray in the light of this scripture this morning, upholding his servant, the apostle, over this commission before him. Father, uphold your servant, the apostle, over this commission as he prepares for Shiloh 2019 for maximum impact on all participants across the nations of the earth. Pray this morning a prayer that must be answered. Engage confidently. Pray with faith in your heart. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, uphold your servant, the apostle, over this commission as he prepares for Shiloh 2019 for maximum impact on all participants across the nations of the earth. Our Father and our God, uphold your servant, the apostle, over this commission as he prepares for Shiloh 2019 for maximum impact on all participants across the nations of the earth. Lift your voice and pray through this morning. Reach out to God with confidence and faith. Our Father, uphold your servant, the apostle, over this commission as he prepares for Shiloh 2019 for maximum impact on all participants across the nations of the earth. Uphold him, O God, of this commission. Uphold him in preparation and cause him to manifest with maximum impact on all participants across the nations of the earth at Shiloh 2019. Ensure you are making investments this morning on the altar of prayer, lifting up holy voices and holy hands as we uphold his servant before him in prayers. Our Father, uphold your servant, the apostle, over this commission as he prepares for Shiloh 2019 for maximum impact on all participants across the nations of the earth. You said in your word that you have sent a word to Jacob and it has lighted upon Israel. Let it be made manifest again as you uphold your servant, the apostle, over this commission as he prepares for Shiloh 2019. Make him of maximum impact on all participants across the nations of the earth. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, uphold your servant with your righteous right hand. Uphold your servant with your mighty hand as he prepares for Shiloh 2019 for maximum impact on all participants across the nations of the earth. Reach out to God this morning, lifting up holy voices. Ensure that your voice is heard on the altar of prayer. Don't mutter words, no silent prayer. This is a prayer that must be answered. Therefore, reach out to God some more this morning. Our Father, uphold your servant, the apostle, over this commission as he prepares for Shiloh 2019 for maximum impact on all participants across the nations of the earth. According to your word, anoint him afresh. Uphold him, O Lord. Subdue nations before him. Loose the lions of kings. Open before him the tulip gates and let them remain ajar. Make him of maximum impact on all participants across the nations of the earth. Reach out to God this morning. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You can also pray in your understanding, but ensure your voice of prayer investment is heard in heaven this morning. Barote yala kantona bam pantonea ele asuta babarane eshota bam bam barantena. Prove, O Lord, you are the caller and the doer. Matuala pante eliazota pambandolo satiane eshishanama bara. Revalidate the apostolic and prophetic mandate upon his life. Agugaba eliaduzante niana mabu shatane ele gugu babala eliala brotam ponteniane elozo tampranda babantone wala pane eshutola banta. Lift up your voice and lift up your hand. Give him praise. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. A big hand to Jesus, and please have your seat in God's presence.
I have dominion. We shall be praying, saying, Father, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Psalms chapter 65, verse 4, blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and caused to approach unto thee, shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house. Please rise as we lift our voice, saying, Father, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening. Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Someone lift your voice and pray fervently. Lift your voice, pray intensely, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening. Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, a turnaround encounter with your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening. Gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter. Give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. You said in your word that as we approach unto thee, you will satisfy us with the goodness of your house. Therefore, we pray, Father, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Lift your voice, pray in the spirit, pray in your understanding, pray fervently this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening. Gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter. Give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Satisfy us, O God, with the goodness of your house. Lift your voice, someone. Pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. Be fervent in your engagement, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening. Gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, gather multitudes. Gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening. Gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Give every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Lift your voice. Pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. Neko pralia to shikapana. Zeduzia planita le krapene no shilata. En no sombra nesto paliade. Reto sezia ne prania. Father, gather multitudes into our midweek service this evening and give every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Nepusa pradilia katane sozapania. Redushia kepalados en temberia. Lift your hands. Let's begin to thank him. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. For each one is returning with the goodness of his house. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please take your seat.
I have dominion. It is time for our personal supplication. The next few minutes, we are going to be on our feet to call upon the Lord. The book of Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. There are many things you don't know that you need to know. In this personal supplication, we'll be presenting them before the Lord. Shall we be on our feet right now, going before the Lord, the things that concerns you and that of the kingdom, asking the Father, Lord, this is my expectation. Go before the Lord and talk to him this morning.
supernatural speed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Pray unto our Father in faith. Pray unto your God in faith. Believe everything you are asking that is going to give it unto you. As you are calling on him, he's giving you testimony to match. Stand to your feet right now. Begin to magnify the name of the Lord for the answer he has given to all our petition. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. All the adoration is for you this morning. Thank you because you are the prayer answering God. Whenever we call on you, you answered. We give you all the praise, Lord. Thank you and thank you, eternal rock of ages. Wave those hands to him in appreciation of the answer he has given to our petition. We give you all the praise, Lord. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you might be seated.
I have dominion. It is testimony time. Let's celebrate Jesus with a big clap this morning. Please listen to these documented testimonies and be richly blessed. Number one, financial breakthrough via Kingdom Practice. I joined this commission in 2002. Now, prior to that time, I was beaten and battered. In fact, eating 3 square meals was impossible. When I joined this church, I started hearing strange testimonies. One of such testimonies was that of a man who testified that God elevated him, and as a result, he paid tithe in 6 digits. I said it was not possible. My elder brother encouraged me that if I can key into Kingdom Practice, I will get the same result. I decided to come for Shiloh for an encounter. I bought the books of Bishop David Oyedepo. I digested them and ate them raw. Suddenly, God changed my status. Before now, I worked where I was paid 3,000 naira. But now, God catapulted me to a place where I am able to pay a tithe of 6 digits. That hand clap can be stronger this morning. This year, God blessed me with a property that is worth over 4 million naira, paid debt free. Furthermore, the second half of the year, God blessed me with fantastic cars. Amen. God has blessed the works of my hand with a company that is worth over 10 million naira. I give him all of the glory. Uwada Kenneth is the testifier. Celebrate Jesus with a stronger hand clap. Number 2, marital stagnation destroyed. For 5 years, I trusted God for marital settlement. However, I had been coming for Shiloh and attending the marital breakthrough class. But last year, my expectation was high. On the first day of Shiloh, I had an encounter. I saw Bishop David Oyedepo in a revelation, and I told him what had been happening to me. He said, "Go, the spell is broken. Go and attract your husband in 5 minutes. I then gave all I had for my Shiloh sacrifice. Now, during the crossover service, the bishop said that there shall be no carryover. He further said that before 12 midnight, our blessings will still get to us. I stayed back and prayed while I trusted God for a miracle. Before 12 p.m., I met my husband. And now we are gloriously married. I give God all of the glory." And the testifier is Mary Omolola Oladele. Please rise to your feet. Give Jesus a big hand of praise for those amazing testimonies.
Praise the Lord. Would you please lift up your right hand to the Almighty God? Let's intensely appreciate him this morning for all these amazing testimonies. He is the doer and he's worthy of our praise. Thank him. Don't mutter words. Lift up your voice. Give him glory. He deserves all the praise. Thank him and bless his name. Let him hear your voice of appreciation this morning for this amazing testimony. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we bless your name. We are grateful and we decree and declare that this testimony shall be permanent. Let's begin to thank him also for answered prayers today, both corporately and personally. Thank him. Lift up your voice. Don't mutter words. Let him hear your voice of appreciation for hearing you, for answering you. Give him glory. And right now, ask that the Lord will speak to you personally this morning. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer for yourself intensely right now. Lord, speak to me this morning. My heart is open. Change my story again and let your name be glorified. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we stand here today in your name, thanking you for all these amazing testimonies, and they are declared permanent. No reversal. Again, we thank you for answered prayers, both personal supplication and corporate prayers this morning. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Right now, as we go into your word, our hearts are open. Speak to us again. Change our story again. Move us forward again and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. A louder amen. Amen. Please take your seat and give the Lord a big clap offering. I'm sure that can be bigger. It's for Jesus, not for any man. Praise God. All through this week, in our covenant hour of prayer, the topic we have been looking at is captioned praying to get results. Can we say that together, please? Again. From this moment forward, as you pray, you shall be getting results faster. Can I hear louder? Amen. Praying to get results, among other things, require that certain things be put in place. And this morning, we shall be looking at one of such requirements. And that is to engage in the cry of faith. If we must pray to get results, we must learn how to engage in a cry of faith. Certainly, engage in a cry of faith. Louder, please. Let's read from Mark chapter 10, and this shall be our text this morning. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. Mark chapter 10. We're all familiar with the story of the blind man, Bartimaeus. And they came to Jericho, and as he, Jesus, went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out. He began to cry out. He began to do what? Louder, please. He began to do what? Again, he began to do what? Let's say it aloud. Now, he began to do what? And say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. 48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more. He did what? He did what? He did what? Say louder, please. He did what? He cried the more a great deal, saying, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Next. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Verse 50. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's read verse 51 together. One to go. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, that I might receive my sight. 52 together, louder, one to go. Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. May the Lord bless his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Immediately, what had lingered on over the years turned around for his good because he engaged in a cry of faith. Even though he was discouraged, he cried yet the more. Prayer is engaging in a cry of faith unto God on any issue of interest to us. Shiloh is right at the door. What is that issue in your life? What is that situation that you are confronted with as an individual that you must not carry over to Shiloh? Because for you and I, this year, there must be no carryover. I said, there must be no carryover. All that God has spoken concerning you and I that must come to pass this year, and you and I have it in our prophetic declaration for 2019. Remember, God's servant had encouraged us over and again to go through it, and I'm reminding us again this morning, please make time to go through it. Any area that is not yet fulfilled in your life, in my life, and that must be fulfilled this year, must take place before Shiloh. We have less than 2 weeks. Today is Wednesday. Shiloh is like 14 days away. But there must be no carryover. It may look as if that issue of blindness in court has been harassing your life for so long. It doesn't matter. It's not how long it's been there, but you and I engaging in a cry of faith. As we do that this morning, I see Shiloh 2019 rewriting someone's story. Yeah. If you are that person, let your amen show it. Yeah. In Matthew chapter 20 and verse 30, we see the story of another two sets of blind men. The Bible tells us, two blind men sitting by the wayside again. When they heard that Jesus passed by, they did what? They cried out. What did they do? Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. At the end of the day, we know how the story ended. Both of them received their sight because they cried out. God did it for blind Bartimaeus. God did it for the two blind men. He did it for several people in Bible days. Now it is your turn. Yeah. Say with me, it's my turn. It's my turn. Louder, please. Say like you believe it. Please tap your neighbor and tell him how it is your turn. Shout aloud, amen. God is no respecter of persons. And God's servant has told us over and again that faith is a universal currency. It delivers the same result across the nations of the earth. If God did it in Bible days for blind Bartimaeus, he did it for two blind men, then your case and my case is too cheap for God to handle. Someone's story must change. If you are that person I'm speaking to, let your amen show it. Please understand, people of God, that outside of faith, prayer remains a struggle. Outside of faith, prayer remains what? A struggle. You shall no longer struggle. Yeah. Outside of faith, prayer remains a struggle. James chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, paraphrase. The scripture makes it very clear. If you pray and you doubt, don't think you will receive anything from the Lord. Don't even imagine it, because it will not happen. Every spirit of doubt in anyone's spiritual life today is hereby declared cursed. Don't let that man think that he will receive anything from the Lord. No. Why? Nothing is a substitute for faith in our quest for answers to prayer. No substitute. Certainly no substitute to faith. Say it again, no substitute to faith. Say it again, no substitute to faith in your quest for answers to prayer. This is very, very crucial. And again, we must understand that it takes the prayer of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. It takes faith. It takes faith. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. Look at what the Bible says here. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. Because in a moment, we all shall be on our feet, and you will cry that cry of faith for 1 minute unto God on any specific issue of your life, and this morning, you are returning with your testimony. Yeah. Ephesians 6:16, the Bible speaking says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all. How many?
All.
Want you to underline that word all in your Bible. All the fiery darts of the wicked. All means all, less nothing. The fiery darts of the devil, of the wicked ones, of witches, wizards, occultic forces, the fiery darts of the wicked against your life, against your health, that terminal disease, against your finances, against your relationships, against your children, against your parents, against your career, all the fiery darts of the devil, less nothing. The Bible says, by faith, you are able to quench them. What does it mean to quench something? Simple. The word quench simply means to terminate. To terminate. That fiery dart of the devil over your life shall be terminated this time. Yeah. Can I hear a louder amen? Yeah. To terminate, to level out, to bring to naught. That's what God is said to do. Remember the second testimony we heard this morning? Years of marital stagnation terminated. That individual said she stood, she stayed back and prayed. Even though she saw the vision, that was not enough to deliver the testimony required. She had to stand and pray. And true to God's word, before 12 midnight, it happened. Today is a day with an open ticket. Thank God. Today is Wednesday. We are waiting on the Lord. We have all the privilege and all the opportunity. I want to give you that word of assurance from God's word. Before the end of today, someone's story is changing. Yeah. If you are that person, let your amen show in. I said, before the end of today, someone's story is changing. I said again, that before the end of this day, someone's story is changing. If you are that person, rise up on your feet with me right now. What is that area of your life? You need to engage that cry of faith. That fiery dart of the devil must be terminated. It must be quenched. Your story must change. Lift up your voice right now. For 1 minute and pray unto God. Lift up your voice. Let him hear you. Like blind Bartimaeus. No silent prayer. Cry aloud. Bartimaeus cried again. He cried yet louder. The two blind men cried. Cry unto God right now. It's your turn. It's your time. Your story must change. Lift up your voice. Be personal with God right now. Be personal with God right now. Be personal with God right now. That fiery doubt of the wicked must be terminated. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. No carryover. No carryover. No carryover. Enough is enough. Someone is praying. Someone is praying. If you are the one, let heaven hear you right now. No carryover. Enough is enough. Today is my day for a change of story. Let God hear you right now. Let God hear you right now. Let God hear you right now. It's your turn. It's your time. Cry aloud. God did it for Bartimaeus. He did it for those blind men. That fiery dart of the devil must be quenched in your life. Lift up your voice to God right now. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. No carryover, no carryover, no carryover. Makota daraba, egada baborama ko shedia, gagala baborama ko tedia, eragada katota riama mulama kota, ekakoria layama. Is somebody crying in faith right now? Is someone crying out to God in faith? Today is my day. No carryover. Makasodia, egagada rababoli mako shada, amokatori bako shada. Akakadaba beburi makotada akakadara moma roma koselia egadaraba balama koselia kakatada reba bolama kosha dalaba egadaraba balia kota kakasoda. Every fiery dart of the devil mekasodia lekatoria katoria makoselia keto. Enough is enough. No carryover, no carryover, no carryover. Kesedolia katada. Begin to thank God right now. Begin to thank God right now. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Would you please lift up your right hand to the Lord? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, behold, this is your precious people today. Everyone that has cried unto you in faith concerning one issue of life or another, let there be speedy release of answers. Yeah. Even this day, the God of this commission will manifest himself in your life. Yeah. Today is therefore declared your day of testimony. Yeah. Concerning that fiery doubt of the enemy in your life, enough is enough. Yeah. It is hereby therefore declared permanently terminated. Yeah. So shall it be. No carryover to Shiloh 2019. No carryover of any challenge in your life. So shall it be. Lift up your right hand to God. Say to me, Father, I thank you. I receive my answers. I receive my testimony. No carryover. In Jesus' mighty name. Say loud, amen. Please lift up your right hand to God and give him thanks right now. And speak to the day. Speak to the day and make your declaration.
Speak to your day and declare it blessed. A day of blessing, a day of fulfillment, a day of spiritual change of levels. Speak to the day. Declare blessed. Declare blessed. The day is blessed for each one of us today. Magnify him and give him the glory. Give him the honor and adoration that is due to him. You can wave those hands to Jesus in appreciation of his word he has sent to us again. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Together, let's share the goodness in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations.